This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, brought to you by Custom Car Show Productions, which includes Orange Beach Invasion, Scraping the Coast, Sicknick, and Slamber Party. Make sure you search on Facebook Scraping the Coast, Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram. Also, Sparkles Detail, tell Tim and Tanya, ODB and the Mayor sent you. We out here. Peace.
To that home out on the range, they got a lot of nice girls. I'm racing.
Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, episode 70, coming at you, Scraping the Coast 2018. But first, we got Biggity Mike. Rigamarole Man, the Mayor, in the house. What's going down?
Dude, I love the new nickname. Don't know what the fuck it means, but I love the new nickname. I can't even pronounce it. I can't say it, but hey, I love it. And dude, it's just another beautiful day down here in good old Southwest Florida, just living the dream, baby, slinging paper like I do every day.
That's it. And even though it's really pronounced rigmarole, rigmarole, It sounds so much better saying rigmarole. So, you know, that's our word. You'll hear us talk a little bit about it with some of the coverage that we're going to bring you from Scraping the Coast. We just got back just here within the last week, and we had a damn good time. First, I want to tell everyone, thanks for listening to me ramble on episode 69, Hill Track 2018. On that episode, you kind of heard me cover everything that I could remember. And I headed out of Dallas, and then boom, next thing I know, I'm in Biloxi. So we're going to talk all about the trials and tribulations that we had. But first, I got a couple scene updates. Mike, I got back from the show, and I always love when the mailman, I know that's one of your gigs, Van, the mailman has delivered the new street trucks and the new truck and mag. You know, truck and mag, I am a subscriber, as I am with All Time Low magazine, and these national publications, they're always, just issues that I love to read. And I did want to say the street trucks, August 2018, if you follow us on on Instagram, you know that Jimmy's Rod and Customs has a 666 killer write-up in there. It was done by Florida's own Eddie Sabreco. So big shout out there. And if you may recall, a few episodes ago, we did mention to you there was going to be some change. And we were, you know, there to tell you first on this, in this issue, Chris Hamilton on page 10, he is also introed as the new editor. So remember, we brought you that news first. And he is Florida's own up there in Ocala. So we're looking to sync up with him very, very soon. And then, Mike, the other thing was the Truckin' Mag came. Truckin' has Francisco Rios's 2008 Chevy single cab red truck, super sick. And then Street Trucks has a Jeff Speedy Bowman 67 C10. It's a badass or indoor shoot. So if you don't subscribe, go out. In the next few weeks, you'll be able to buy those issues on the newsstands and support the scene. You know what I mean, Mike?
Hell yeah. And that's, excuse me. And don't forget our boys. Rich and Beth Waterman with All Time Low magazine, guaranteed that we will have a new magazine out, new issue within a month. So definitely be on the lookout for that All Time Low magazine. Coming out in about a month for the new issue. And we will have Scraping the Coast coverage in that new magazine as well. So he is definitely coming through with everything that he said he was going to. And just like me and you all have always said, Jay, consistency is key, baby.
Yes, it is, man. They plan ahead. They got some good project management skills. I love it. Love the content. Also, I've got a write-up that I've got to finish for the homie, Rich, and I got to submit that over. and I'm super stoked. I've kind of hinted at this. There is going to be a feature in that next issue that yours truly, Old Dirty Ballard, shot. So I'm super pumped. It's the fall issue, and it's not even fall yet. That's what I love, man, getting that shit early.
Hell yeah, brother. And I tell you what, if you have not subscribed to All Time Low Magazine yet, definitely check out. Hey, Jay, what's that website that they check out?
ATLmagazine.com. Click on shop and biggity boom right there. Make sure you subscribe.
Hell yeah. Support the real, like Jay would say, the real deal Holyfield. Support those that support the scene. And if you weren't at scraping, you missed it because All Time Low had their first booth at any show, and they absolutely killed it. And, of course, they had good old Dave Schneider's truck, his 67 badass C10 in their booth. So you definitely were stopping and checking it out for sure.
It looked great. And one of the things that brought a smile to my face, you know, Rich mentioned that so many people came by. They already had a subscription. And Beth said, guess it's a good problem to have. So definitely was stoked for them. They had the posters of NR Caddy Queen and Sean Randall's Vanilla Ice. They had plenty of issues, back issues. They had koozies. They had shirts that were recently produced, and the artwork was by Doug Berkmeyer. A little bit of everything. Of course, we were camped out there. We were going back and forth between All Time Low and then the friends over at Sparkles Detail. That's where I stashed all my waters over there and Tim and Tanya's ice cold cooler. So that was good stuff. Mike, I know you've got all of the main facts and details, the kind of the wrap-up, if you will, of the show. So why don't you give us a little bit of intel on the whole Biloxi event? I love that we can get this information quick and get it out to the Airhead Nation.
Well, absolutely, because I tell you what, Airhead Nation, if you guys missed Scraping the Coast 2018, then you guys missed one hell of a time. Because, dude, it was absolutely killer, and it was a wild-ass weekend, and it was just nonstop from the time that we got there from the time that we left. The only thing I can tell you is this year everybody always talks about, oh, my God, it's hot, it's hot, it's hot. It's yes, it is hot there, but, guys, we got 100,000 square feet of air-conditioned building that if it gets too hot outside, run inside. And go get some of that. What do you call it, Jay, when you get that? What's that?
Yeah, get some Freon poison. That's what I'm talking about.
And there was plenty of that to go around. But, guys, what was really funny this year is it was probably the coolest Scraping the Coast ever that I've ever been to because there was a nice breeze all weekend long.
Hell
it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. So if you guys didn't go, definitely want to check out next year because what's really funny is our boy Miller is already on it because he's already got the damn Scraping the Coast 2019 flyer out and our boy Sean Randall with Vanilla Ice is on the cover of it. So, guys, make your plans now. We're already talking about it. June 21st through June 23rd, 2019, Scraping the Coast. So don't forget. But anyways, let's go back to Scraping the Coast 2018. And I've already talked to Greg, and Greg says that there was 1,832 registered vehicles between the inside, the outside, and the stereo competition, 1,832 registered vehicles. Spectators, holy shit, it seemed like there were so many more people there than this, but still, 17,500 spectators. And, of course, all those people came to see our girl Kate Simpson, got to chop it up with Kate Simpson, got to chop it up with Morgan from Vieira. The ladies were definitely in the house this weekend and definitely representing. Man, we had a burnout contest. I went live on Saturday. Our boy George was with his 64 beautiful freaking Malibu in there just burning the hell out of those damn tires. Damn hydraulic competition. Me and my boy George were in the cornhole tournament, and we finished second, which basically is, you know, first loser. But hey, that's all good. It was a good game. We had fun. And of course, we had Tone Loke on the stage, Young MC on the stage on Saturday. I mean, dude, there was just so much stuff going on. It was you didn't have time to think about how hot it was at Scraping the Coast. And, you know, it is titled The Wildest Show on the Coast. So without a doubt, man, we had a great time. Jay absolutely killed it with all the pictures, with the videos, the interviews. I mean, I was busy. Jay was busy. We didn't get to sync up as much as we'd like to. But that didn't stop Jay because, I mean, he's just 0 to 100,
yes,
nonstop, no breaks, and absolutely killed it. I mean, we got to see the Aussies.
The Aussies. Yeah, we did, Mike. And, you know, I appreciate the shout out. Hey, I mean, that's the environment I love to be in. Plenty of badass vehicles, makes it very easy to take awesome photos, good lighting inside. And boom, we've got, you know, 4G service like no tomorrow, and we were uploading like crazy. And you're right, we did get to slap hands with a lot of good people, including our friends from Down Under that we met there, Michael and Jasmine. We'll talk a little bit about Jasmine's page in a minute. Mike, it really was a great event. Some of the other things I wanted to point out, our friends John and Chad at Drop'Emware, they came through.
Yes,
when I pulled in on Friday, they were, you know, kind of moseying around with the rig, and they delivered our shirts. So by the time you hear this episode, those will already be in the mail. You had that piece. You mentioned the Tone Loc and Young MC. I heard they did great. I was out there waiting for a while. Then I went inside, started doing some other stuff. Before I know it, I know. I missed it. But it was still a badass weekend. Those are some of the things that kind of stuck out in my mind, man.
You know, it's something else. Like, we had talked earlier about Chris Hamilton taking over as the editor of Street Trucks. And I don't know if you noticed this, Jay, but already one of the things that I thought was really cool that Chris implemented is Street Trucks top 12 picks at Scraping. Did you see that post on all over social media?
I did. I thought that was a real good look for them, especially with him being new. And I believe one of our Sever guys, Max Dooley, I think he, if I remember correctly, was one of the picks because
yes.
Stat Fabs posted it. And I thought that was damn cool because he recently just had the rig painted.
Yeah, exactly. And I just thought that was really cool, especially him just coming in and already starting that, because I tell you what, it got a lot of play all over social media. You know, is these guys were pretty excited to be Street Trucks, you know, in the top 12 picks from Scraping the Coast. Because, guys, I tell you what, there was a bunch of quality vehicles there at Scraping the Coast. And you know what's so funny, Jay? I hear a bunch of guys that weren't even at the show talking about how, oh, the bro dozers. Well, guys, check it out. Instead of staying on social media and staying in your, you know, at home, then come out to the show and bring your mini truck. Then you ain't got to worry about the bro dozers taking over. But and just a little something for you guys. If American Force is one of the huge sponsors for Scraping the Coast, okay, they spend a bunch of money. American Force does. So what American Force does is they bring a bunch of their sponsored vehicles, and they bring a bunch of their guys that are running American Force. And I tell you what, Jay, a lot of these bro dozers, there's some badass builds out there, dude. I mean, they came and there was some high quality badass shit out there. As soon as you walked out the door, that was American Force Alley, and that shit was no joke, man. There were some badass trucks out there, brother.
Yeah, there definitely was. And when I look at, you know, the numbers, the full week hasn't completed, but, you know, I look at some of our numbers, and going back a few weeks ago where there wasn't even a show, we had 140,000 impressions just in 1 week, and we're talking a couple weeks ago. Like you mentioned, tons. I went in with the pedal stomped for this show and said, I'm doing videos like no tomorrow. I had 4G LTE internet, like, just blazing, and one of the things that you guys will appreciate that I love to do is I always like try to tag the owners, you know, slap hands with the owner as I'm uploading the video. What's your Instagram name? Just bringing you that content. But kind of going back to what you said, Mike, this show has a little bit of everything. You know, we had our friends over at Garage Gear Clothing. Lonnie was there, right there, kind of in the negative camber section. You had little J Lowrider C30 there. You had Duckman, NC Ducky. He had the old Chevrolet. I think it's a 3100. So you had the NC guys. You had plenty of clubs. You had Max Dooley's right there in the front. You kind of go back to the back section. There was tons of badass stuff. A really odd Ford crew cab that we posted. Thought that was pretty cool. Big Juice reposted that. So thanks, man. We also had Acrophobia right there on the outside in the mix, in the cut. They had so many badass vehicles. I believe, Mike, keep me honest, they were celebrating their 20th anniversary, homie.
Yes, they were. And Acro, of course, was right there where they're always at. They're right there underneath all those big old trees as soon as you walk out there. And I don't know exactly how many Acro had, but there was definitely a shitload of Acro rides out there. And they definitely came in and they represented big time. And, you know, but that's what they do. And, of course, how can we forget, man, Crew Cut, the owner, the head honcho of, the guy that got it all started with Acro, bringing in Crew Cut. And, of course, it's all, you know, everybody knows now, but David Shulman, the new owner of Crew Cut, and, right here in our great state of Florida.
Yeah.
And that was pretty epic seeing Crew Cut there indoors at Scraping the Coast. And, of course, it's as we have already said, and it's already been posted, you know, David Shulman is now the proud owner of Crew Cut.
He is, and as you mentioned, he started Acrophobia. So it was cool. You know, he was out there with his crew as they were taking photos and whatnot. He had a couple little hiccups, you know, that's to be seen with. He, obviously with Crew Cut, he had a couple little hiccups getting it from Dallas. He drove it, believe it or not, yes, he drove it from Dallas, a Gas Monkey, over to Biloxi. So, you know, he had some things. It rained. He had a little bit of hiccups, you know, here and there, but he got through those. So, you know, Mighty, he showed up on Sunday to help out his brother and tow the truck home. But, you know, like you said, you had Crew Cut. You had a truck called Green Envy, I believe it is. We posted it with a full display. You had Joe Vincent with some amazing awards. I loved taking that little video. Had a lot of good comments. People were blown away by, I hope I'm saying this right, I know the big boards are the surfboards. The little boards look like skim boards.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, you know, you had the mix. I mean, the artwork, I still can't believe it when I see it. It's that good. You had Minty Green, the Toyota Tacoma that was inside. I just posted more photos today of it. You had several. I think it was another one we posted had Tweed Interior. That got, I think, I haven't checked in a few days, but on Facebook, I think it was like 5,000 views for that green, not the Minty Green, but the darker green Tacoma. I mean, just everywhere you looked, Mike, there was unbelievable quality.
Yes, the guy's name is Brandon Phillips that owns the green Tacoma, and he will be at Slamfest. I did talk to him. He's already pre-registered, so we will see it here at Slamfest. The mint Tacoma is actually Dustin Jones, if I'm not mistaken. And yes, both of them absolutely beautiful trucks and absolutely killed it there at the show, man. I mean, I don't know about your favorite ride, Jay, but this one might not have been the baddest truck there, but dude, Junk Mail was off the chain, dude. I think everybody knows, you know, Mailman Mike. So Junk Mail was pretty dope, if I do say so myself.
It was, and I'm glad you said that, because on this episode, we haven't really announced this yet. We did about five or six interviews. Two, the shorter ones I did on Friday. One was Bobby Lane, who owns Junk Mail. Turns out he's a FedEx driver, and he loves building vans. Not only has he built that van and several other vehicles for himself, but he's helped the homies. This guy's older, too. He's helped his friends build these pretty epic vans. He ended up knowing Tony Boss Bolin, and Boss Bolin knew who he was. I thought that was pretty cool. But, yeah, he had a lot of nice little nods on this thing. Then also Cal Smith. Yes, Cal, almost like Cal Concepts, K-A-L. Cal Smith, he's his buddy, and we get talking, and he tells me how passionate he is as a painter. Turns out he painted Ty Zito's famous Mazda back in the day. And we just posted
that. Small
world,
brother.
Yeah, so it's a small world. I mean, just so much good stuff inside. You know, Vieira really represented, didn't they, Mike?
Dude, Vieira, we got to meet, of course, Ryan. I've met Ryan in the past, but Ryan and Morgan, just great people, man. And we got to meet the new guy. I think this was his first time out of the office. I believe his name was John, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm right there, Jay. Did I get it right? John, I believe.
Well, I'm not going to correct you if you're right, because I think you are right. No, I think you're good.
Correct me if I'm wrong is what I meant to say. But, hey, it's all good. But anyways, great people, great company, and, I mean, just some of the most down-to-earth people you'll ever meet in your whole entire life. And how can you go wrong when you get to meet – or not get to meet, but you get to talk and hang out with Kate and Mike Simpson? I mean, it was a great weekend, man. And you touched on Joe Vincent. These trophies that they have at Scraping the Coast are some of the baddest trophies you could ever imagine at a damn car show. His work absolutely does no justice. Seeing it in pictures, seeing it in videos, when you see it in person, it just blows the mind how awesome these surfboards and how awesome these skin boards are. And his work is just top notch, man. And hey, don't sell him short, because Gooch was there too. I know him by Gooch. I think his first name is Brandon, and can't even call him Brandon because I called him Gooch so many damn times. But he was there as well, and he did some of their trophies, because they did the catching this cold. But he did some of the trophies as well, the top trophies, and his work is top notch. But just if you get a trophy at Scraping the Coast, man, you know you are one bad mother effa, and it's one of those. If I'm going to win a trophy anywhere, I definitely want to win it at Scraping the Coast for sure.
Yeah, how did Morgan, he goes, you one bad motherfucker, you know, something like that. But, you know, what else I thought was cool, just to tie in, we're jumping around here a little bit. If you follow CC Cycle Wheels, Colorado Custom Wheels, they reshared a photo today of a Dave Schneider's 65 or so. It's 65 red Chevy on Instagram. And he is so on point. Of course, he's got the Colorado Custom Wheels in there. He's got Dave's truck. He's got Joe Vincent design. He tags everybody. He tagged All Time Low. I mean, the guy really kind of has his pulse, if you will, on social media over at CC Cycle Wheels. Vincent Designs, I tell you what, he was busy all weekend. He's taking care of his customers. He does a great job for Greg Miller and the whole team. I think that aspect is one that's underrated, as Mike mentioned. Some of the baddest awards in the nation, I'd put money on it. At a show, I think the other thing that really stood out to me, Mike, is the vendor row outside was good. You had plenty of good food vendors. If you didn't want the what I call like the carny food, they had other stuff as well. We had some pulled pork tacos, so there was a little bit for everyone. There was plenty of cold drinks. There was plenty of AC, as we mentioned. And I did want to mention David Newman. If you go on Instagram, it's Rage RAGE _ Rage 7. It's Race_Rage7. That's David Newman. His 64 Lincoln was on the show shirt. I got some really badass videos of it. I think a video and photos I posted on at Lincoln Addict. So check those out. David was stoked to see what Doug at Aftermath Designs had put together with the artwork. That was over in Grindr TV's booth. And then last, Mike, I did want to mention that shirt did happen to sell out first, from what I could tell. That one was gone very, very quick with the 6-0 on it.
Well, I can tell you all the damn show shirts sold out, because when I went over there on Sunday just to check and see if they had any more, because we can't forget, you know, Sean Randall and Kate Simpson on the show shirt together, which was just badass. They were all they had left was just smalls. So he orders 4,000 show shirts, and all they had left over was a handful of the small shirts. So they sold a whole bunch of show shirts. That's for damn sure.
Hells yeah. So make sure you guys are always checking out scrapingthecoast.com. Mike did announce earlier, of course, the dates for next year. But as I mentioned, in the next few months, you'll be able to pre-register, you know, once Greg tells us and he opens that up. And then, of course, Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram. They have 16,000 followers now. If you click on the one icon, many of you know this, when you land on their page, you got those three icons in the middle. If you tap on the far right, logo, you will see that's all the tagged photos. So, like, if anybody ever tags you on Instagram, and you start going through there, and there's a damn ton of photos that we've tagged them in, and it's a good feeling that we can sync up with someone like Greg at Custom Car Show Productions. He puts on a lot of events. In this event, really, Mike, there's no other way to say it. For me, it was one for the ages. I know that I look forward to it every year. And Mike, why don't you give a little bit of insight about, you know, some people, they may complain a little bit about the whole strip and that type of thing. But listen, don't act like a local, or excuse me, don't act like a tourist when you're there. Why don't you give them a tip for next year as far as the strip goes?
Scraping the Coast, guys. There is the main road, which is Beach Boulevard, Highway 90. If you go out of Scraping the Coast and you take a left, instead of taking a right and going to Beach Boulevard, take a left and what's called and head down to Pass Road. You take Pass Road, it'll take you anywhere you need to go. It's just a back road. And we always, our house we rented was 3 miles down the road from the Coliseum. Take a left out the back gate of Scraping the Coast, hit Pass Road. It took us 4 minutes to get to the house. That was 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes at the most. But it did not take no time. There was no traffic. There were some traffic lights, and then we went all the way downtown Biloxi and went to dinner Saturday night. It took us 15 minutes to get there from the house, and that was all the way down there by Hard Rock. So we had the guys that were taking an hour, 2 hours to go down. Dude, guys, everybody's wanting to go cruise. Everybody's out there on you know, Highway 90, Beach Boulevard, whatever you want to call it. So just remember, Pass Road, and you can get anywhere you need to go, and you can get there quick. You don't have to wait in all that traffic, and you can get to all those hotels. It's just the back road, and it'll take you right up a side road, and you can get to wherever you need to go. So Pass Road. Just remember, Pass Road for Scraping the Coast next year, and you won't have any of those problems, I promise.
Hells yeah. Well, speaking about logistics, I did want to also touch upon, Mike and I have mentioned this at other shows. It is great, especially as you get a little bit older, you got the family with you potentially. Get out and enjoy some of the other aspects of that area. What we did on Friday, so, you know, well, let me back up a second. So, kind of alluded to at the very beginning, I rolled into town for me was about, I got there about, I don't know, 8:30 local time. So I drove all night. And it took me about 9 hours because I had to keep stopping for Red Bulls and 5 hours and all that. The shit that I usually don't even drink, but I'm like, you know, one eye in it from Biloxi or over to Biloxi. So, you know, get into town and I'm like, at this point, I made a decision. I was like, you know, I'm going to dump my rental car because I'm not going to pay for 2 or 3 days for it to just sit in the parking lot. You know, at this point, I'm going to be rolling with the homies, right? So I immediately, when I get to town, I go straight to the airport, Gulfport, I think it is. And I call up the homie, which we had, you know, already discussed, in Brent Hudgens, 50 Shades of Laid, also the photographer for All Time Low magazine. He basically meets me over there at the airport, Mike. So we sync up, gives me a ride. At this point, we're pretty much, you know, chilling, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Friday night, Mike, a rigmarole man, basically made the decision, and a lot of his crew, they wanted to go over to, what is it, Bourbon Street, right? So, you know, an hour, hour and a half, not that far of a drive. They've, you know, Mike, you've done this before. So we had an opportunity. We kind of headed over there a little bit early. We ended up both parking different spots and got to really experience Bourbon Street. I had never done it myself. So I was anxiously, you know, waiting to, you know, kind of chill, you know, get a brew, hang out, check out the street shit. So, Mike, you know, to me, that was another highlight of the show. Even though I had already driven from Dallas all the way back, I mean, we went straight back with an hour and a half deal. But, man, I had a great time, bro.
Oh, dude, always love going down to always love going to Bourbon Street. And it's so funny because everybody, every time somebody says something about that, brings up the name and going to New Orleans. Oh, my God. Doesn't it smell like shit there? Doesn't it smell like piss there? Yes, it does. And yes, it does. It fucking stinks. But if you've never been, you have to go down there and you have to experience it. Because, dude, there's some crazy ass shit going on down there. And if you've never seen it, never experienced it, you have to at least once. But we've been there 4 years in a row now, I believe. And we always head down there when we come to Scraping the Coast. We always find a restaurant to go to, and the food never disappoints. It's some of the best food I've ever had. I mean, we've been to the gumbo shop. We've been to Agni Oyster Company. This year we head up. It was really good. And I can't even remember the name of it now. Anyways, it ain't
Ocean.
It's not coming,
Ocean Blue.
Oceanic Grill, I think is what it was called. Thank you. And was really, really good. The appetizers were top notch. The dinner was good too, but the appetizers were killer. So always got to go there. We always have a good time. And this year we had 10 of us with us in our group, and we just had an awesome time, man. Like we always do at damn Scraping the Coast. So you can't go wrong. Jay, two things that I wanted to touch on before we get off the subject. If you guys haven't checked out Drew Smoke. Drew is the man behind the camera with Smoke Up Productions. He just posted up a video from Scraping the Coast. It's his first video. He makes all these videos every time he goes to a show. And, man, he absolutely killed it on this one. So, excuse me. So definitely check out Smoke Up Productions and check out the Scraping the Coast. We're going to repost it in the Airhead Nation page, the Airhead Nation group. And that reminds me, guys, if you have not went on and on Facebook and hit the like button, hit the join button, check out our page, check out our group, get on board, join the Airhead Nation, and so you can follow it. Because guys, Jason does not disappoint with all his coverage, all his videos, everything. If you want to see it at Scraping the Coast, it's on all of our social media outlets. So if you're not following us yet, make sure you follow us. Make sure you share it. Share it with your club mates. Share it with your friends. Make sure to let everybody know about Our Lifestyle, the podcast, and become a part of the Airhead Nation. But check out Smoka Productions, because, dude, his videos are awesome. And I didn't know this. I was playing cornhole at the time, but he catches me in the video, so I'm actually in the video at the very end. So make sure you watch all the way through, and you get to see my ugly mug in it.
Yeah, man. You know, and that's who we kind of roomed up with, man. You know, he was a good dude. I met him, kind of a younger guy, real tall dude. And
no, that's Shorty. Don't say he's tall. He's Shorty, man.
Oh, is that right?
The guy's only 6'9", Jay.
I know. I was like, wait a minute. We might be talking about this different guy. But, yeah, he was mad cool, man. And the only thing about him is when his damn alarm's going off, that's one guy that sleeps through his damn alarm. I'm like waking up going, well, holy shit, man. Let me turn this damn thing off. We had that ice cold air conditioner running too. You know how we do, man, like down to 55. But yeah, man, we need to share that because sometimes, especially like with the naming conventions, it's not easy to find some of these different YouTube pages and stuff. So it really often is kind of a guerrilla marketing type deal. He did have stickers on the Suburban that he was rolling, but it's easy when we share it in the Facebook group. Then you just click on the link and then you go to YouTube and hit subscribe. So I think that's important. I did want to also hit on, let's see. So we got back from down in Louisiana, so that was a good time. The police were pretty cool. You know, there wasn't really any major issues that I'm aware of. There were no major injuries or no major, you know, fucking fiascos is what I would call them. Rigmaroles, you know. There was plenty of rigmaroles, but we're not going to get into all those just yet. I also took the opportunity when I was down on Bourbon Street. Some of the homies were waiting for Mike and the homies to finish eating. So I walked over Lee Harvey Oswald. As you know, I'm a big JFK fan. And Lee Harvey Oswald spent some time. He lived in several places in that area. So one of them is like right off of Bourbon Street. And we kept joking all the few days about, I love my Popeye's chicken or whatever. You know, that stupid commercial that gets stuck in your head. So I was like, hey, guys, I'll be back in about 20 minutes. I walk over to the spot. I was looking for the address where one of his residents was. Real cool old building still there. And it was it's a Popeye's chicken on the bottom, dude. So I'm gonna post that photo. I'm like, but I mean, dude, 50 years later, you know, you got some crazy guy living upstairs, and then now you got this beautiful building, which the building looks the same, I think. But then there's a Popeye's down there. I'm like, what the hell, man? So
hell yeah, dude. There is the buildings and the architecture down there in Bourbon Street is just, it's unbelievable. I've never been down there during the daylight, so I really don't know what it looks like during the daylight. It's always been at night, but it is pretty amazing down there. It's pretty cool, and I look forward to going down there every year. But, you know, there was one other thing that I wanted to point out, Jay, and there is a new vendor. He's been at a couple shows that I've seen now. I think he started out at Orange Beach Invasion. Guy's name is Casey. His wife's name is Tiffany, and they're with Modified. If you haven't checked these guys out yet, definitely check them out because they do some pretty cool stuff. And who doesn't love their truck? Who doesn't love their car? Well, what these guys are doing is you stop by their booth. They take a picture of your vehicle, and these guys are putting it on a beach towel. And not only are they putting it on a beach towel, you get to pick the background. Or you can just bring them an exact picture of what you want on the beach towel, and they make a custom beach towel for you. And then also, they can make a custom T-shirt for you with your vehicle on it. And so Casey's a really cool guy, man. He's got some really cool shirt designs. He's got some other really cool, unique things that he sells. But definitely the towel and the T-shirt, the beach towel and the T-shirt are two things that, you know, these other guys aren't doing. And they can put your own vehicle on them. So it's pretty cool. So definitely at the next show that you guys are at and Modified's there, definitely stop by, talk to Casey, and tell him OLP sent you. But definitely check out Modified on social media. You don't even have to see him at a show, but you can get a hold of him on social media and send them the picture. And they can get you a beach towel made, or they can get you a custom T-shirt with your vehicle on it. So check them out. At Modified Automotive Gear is what I believe their page is. So and his name is Casey, and his wife's name is Tiffany. But definitely give him a checking out, and it's some pretty cool stuff, Jay.
Hey, Mike. Sorry, real quick, man. Got somebody calling me here, real quick. I guess they don't realize we're recording right now.
Hey, ODB, what's up? It's Ron from Hammered Weekend Wear.
Oh snap, Ron from Hammered Weekend Wear. What's going down?
Hey, I didn't catch you at a bad time while you're recording or anything, did I?
You know, Mike and I got him on hold here, man.
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, I was just wondering, like, make sure you let everybody know where they can get the newest, freshest Hammered Weekend Wear gear at.
HammeredWeekendWear.com. That's HAMMERD WeekendWear.com. You know it, homie.
All right, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate the Airhead Nation. I'll let you get back to what you're doing, and I'll shout out to you later.
Peace. Hells yeah. So, you know, just in my mind, kind of wrapping this up, we had, you know, like kind of a three-day run, I'll call it. Friday is mostly set up. You had Crew Cut, Sean Randall, Kate Simpson, like everybody kind of rolling indoors with them premium spots. You had that aspect of it, you know, which is the air conditioned piece. You have the kind of the nightlife. There's plenty of places to eat. Saturday was my favorite. It's always my favorite day of a show. I get up early. I was up like at, I want to say, honestly, yeah, I was up at 6 a.m., which is, you know, Central Time, so 7 a.m. Eastern. So I was up early. I was ready. Everybody else was sleeping. I had got all my shit organized from the RAD event. Went to the show, like Mike said, took plenty of videos, plenty of photos, started doing interviews this time on Friday, which are the two of the interviews you'll hear on this episode, Cal Smith and Bobby. So those, you know, had that done. Really just, I always have a bucket list going to a show of all the things I want to do, right? Like that to-do list. And I accomplished all of those. It was good seeing a couple Lincolns. There was the white 66, 67 indoors with the mob steel wheels. There was plenty of lifted trucks, as we know, some old stuff, new stuff. And then on Sunday, another great thing with this one, and I mentioned, you know, I flew to Dallas, but I also flew home because the rental car was going to be mad loot to drop it off in Florida. Miggity Mike the Mayor, Daniel Smith of Smith Works, Big John from Aftermath Florida, and some of the other homies and homegirls, they all cruised over and dropped me off at the airport. So that was pretty cool. We kind of cut a little close. We're at the show, gosh, until, I don't know, around 2, 2.30-ish. Had a great time chopping it up. Then we leave, and I go, Mike, man, I got to get to the – and he goes, no, we're going over to eat. So I was like, cool, we'll go there. And then I kind of start stressing. I'm like, man, I'm kind of getting – you know, I usually, like, get to the airport, I don't know, 45 minutes in advance, not even 2 hours. And Mike's like, no, you'll be good. Everybody's like, man, this is a tiny airport. And sure enough, man, it was like an airport. You could pick up like a clam out of the lake, and you could throw that, and boom, it hits the other side of the airport. That's how small it was, Mike.
Yeah, and like I told you, it is not big. So you have nothing to worry about. It's definitely no lines, no waiting. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, there were like 7 people in line for the security thing. I'm like, this is nothing. And it's kind of a gimmick, I think, with the TSA. It's like each person that went through, they go turn around and look at the monitor, and it shows like this. It had this big yellow mark right where my junk was at, and I was like, "Yeah, it's saying I'm the fucking man, right?" He goes, "Oh, I gotta pat you down, you know." And then the next lady comes through, take a look at the monitor. Oh, I gotta pat you down. I'm like, dude, either this guy, the fucking machine's messed up, or this guy's like, you know, Mister, I want to feel everybody up. I'm like, the fuck, man, whatever. But got through there. I had a decent flight home. It was like 2 seats on each side, so I didn't have a middle seat, which was good. I had to fly from there to Charlotte. Originally, my flight was going to be delayed from Charlotte home. It wasn't, so that was good. But basically, I didn't get home. By the time I walked in the door on Sunday night, it was 11:30. So, I mean, I went literally 3:45. I woke up on Thursday, didn't go to sleep until like midnight Friday night. Just did it big all day Saturday, all day Sunday, went back to work Monday, wasn't even falling asleep, man, just was like focused, had to get a lot of, you know, it's been a long week. So, hey, man, that's what I live for, dude. I just love it, Mike. I love that we can bring media content to the Airhead Nation, and that's what we've been doing, cuz.
No, dude, absolutely killed it. We posted, basically Jay was doing interviews, but I was taking short videos and posted them just to give you guys, Airhead Nation, just a little behind the scenes of what Jay actually does and how he does and works his magic. So posted pictures, posted videos. So definitely check that out. And like I said earlier, Jay, where can they reach us? How can they listen? You know, I had a lot of people asking, how can they watch our videos? How can they watch our listen to our podcast? Give them a lowdown real quick on how they can reach us, how they can listen to us. Where can they find us on Instagram? Because, guys, all social medias, we got it covered. So, Jay, give them a little lowdown real quick on how they can reach us and how they can listen to us and how they can find us.
Hells yeah, man. You know, I love this stuff. So there's a big portion of users out there that are on iPhone. If you're on iPhone, the good is you go to the pre-installed like purple podcast icon. You type in Our Lifestyle Podcast. Boom, it's right there. We've got 64 reviews, it looks like, 5 stars, and that's great. Now, what's going to happen if you get hooked like these other guys have? You will essentially only be able to go back so many episodes. What that means is I get the question all the time, how do I go back further? I'm on iTunes right now looking. It looks like it's only displaying back to episode 49. What you can do, whether you're on iPhone or Android, you can download Podbean. Podbean is the company that hosts our podcast. So you're going right to the source. So even if you have iPhone and you want to go back, or maybe you don't like the iPhone podcast app, download Podbean on iPhone, download Podbean on Android. you're going to be able to go back to the beginning, and you'll really enjoy it. Now, we are also on YouTube. Now, what happens is when I upload the podcast and it goes, it also links to YouTube. If some of the music I use, if it's flagged, it'll get taken down pretty quick. There's a lot of artists out there that are like, hey, no problem, you can use the music, but we don't get paid anything on YouTube. We're not making anything anyways because we've got barely any views there. So that's hit or miss. A lot of people will probably scratch their head, why aren't all the episodes on YouTube? That is why. It's based upon the record companies and things like that, and I get it. I'm just glad that we can use the music that we do, and it goes on iTunes, and you can listen through podcast apps without any issue, because if I don't have music, I don't know what I do in life. I got to have my music. So those are a couple of the ways. A couple other things I want to mention, Mike. Android just released, and I'm glad you brought this up. Like I said, there is a new Google Podcast app. So if you are on Android and you're looking for something different or something fresh, download Google Podcasts. So that just came out, I think, this week, if I remember correctly. It looks really, really nice and clean, nice user interface. You have that opportunity. And Mike, last I checked, Spotify, it's still not updated. So it still says pending. And that's going to be another avenue for us here in the near future. So there you heard it.
Hell yeah, Jay. Thanks, man. Because that's what we had a lot of. I don't know about you, but I had a bunch of people asking, how can I listen? And so, guys, if you know people want to listen, we appreciate you guys sharing. But if you know people want to listen, but they don't know how, and you don't know how to tell them, reach out to us because we'll definitely let them know. Because we want as many people out there listening to our podcast as possible, so we can spread the word and keep this thing going and growing, baby.
Yes, sir. Last thing on that topic is you can always, in most of these apps, especially the Apple Podcasts, just click the share icon, like the up arrow, and you can text that link right to your friend. And when you do that on an iPhone, it texts you that literally when they click that, it takes them right into the podcast app. So that really does help us. Mike, one other thing that came to mind, and I'll let you cover this one briefly, chaos design. So I know we talked about the homegirl, Jasmine and Michael from Down Under. It looks like I'm looking now, they mentioned this. They've been following us on Podbean. So thank you very much. And Mike, did you want to give a quick overview on the next episode? I think their interview is going to be on, but Chaos Design, it's KHAOS. Did you want to hit on that?
Well, I can tell you this. I can sit there and listen to them two talk all damn day because I just think it's so fascinating, that damn accent of theirs. And I don't know if that was actually what you were asking about, Jay, or wanting me to cover, but sitting there behind the scenes and listening and watching you guys' interview, and I'm just like sitting in there in awe, especially Jasmine, man. She's so tiny, she's so cute, and that accent is just it's hilarious. And I love when she makes the comment about you're going to need subtitles. People are going to need subtitles when they hear this interview to understand it. I tell you what, if you guys are not following this girl, she makes some killer videos and some dope ass pictures. And I know we just got done talking about Drew, and don't worry, Brian, we haven't forgot about you either, because in his next video, I'm pretty sure you're going to see my ugly mug and Jason's pretty face in the next Grindr TV video coming out from Scraping the Coast. Cause I think we make a little cameo there either at the beginning or at the end, but definitely check out Jasmine's videos because she does an awesome job. And you would never think that this is what this girl's doing, but man, she is putting together some killer ass videos. So definitely check those out.
Hells yeah. And I'm getting ready to share one into the Airhead Nation group. It's KHAOS Design. So it's at KHAOSD on Facebook. So just search Chaos Design. That we will also share. So follow them. They're also, she's on YouTube. Great people, as Mike mentioned. Those were just a couple of the folks that we met. They gave me a couple stickers, which I'm a sticker junkie, and that was badass. On the next episode, I'll intro it. I'll give a little bit more detail about the show. We also, for those scoring, here's a couple interviews that we have. So I mentioned the two for this episode. We also have Jasmine and Michael from Chaos Design. We had Dave Schneider, Mike mentioned earlier, 65 Red Chevy, good dude. Finally got a chance to sit down with him. Colorado Custom Wheels, a.k.a. CC Cycle Wheels, just reshared his photo. I mentioned that earlier, so make sure you check it out. And then also, Matt Daly, the hustler from Acrophobia with the Nissan hard body extended cab tucking that big wheel. He has hustled strong for the last few years. Really is going to be good to give him a little bit of kudos. Truck looked great, Matt, at Scraping the Coast. His main squeeze was right there. You know, she's good people too. So lots for us to kind of continue popping off on. We've got other interviews we've already done. We've got some more in the works. I mean, Mike, if I had more time, we could literally make a full-time job out of this. We just need people to keep supporting it, and we're going to keep growing it.
Oh, absolutely. Like we say, you keep supporting, because we ain't stopping, baby. We got a long ways to go.
Hells yeah. So with that being said, guys, this one's about 50 minutes right now or so. We're going to bake in those two interviews, and I just want to say we atcha. Make sure you hit up Sparkles Detail, and remember, Scraping the Coast 2019 is coming at you live and direct very soon. When you got you.
Peace. A 25 lighters on my dresser. Yes, sir.
Yo, it's Old Dirty Ballard. We're out here at Scraping the Coast 2018, continuing our coverage. And the good thing about getting into the show early is on Friday you beat all the people unloading and things like that. And, you know, the homie Brent Hudgens and I are kind of walking around inside checking out everything. And we kind of came over here and saw a couple guys hanging out. We saw the van, this famous mail truck. Junk mail, and also a couple of his buddies, you know, and we've got Cal, and I wanted to kind of start with you, Cal, and talk a little bit about, you were telling me that you do different painting and things like that, and there's a couple really nice vehicles here that you painted. Would you mind just sharing a little bit of details, maybe about yourself and these rides?
Okay, well, I started off basically early in 42 years ago, and now here we are. I got a friend of mine's truck that's a 1950 Chevrolet. Did all the custom work on it, painted it. And now we got another one that's a 1930 Ford that's a rat rod-ish kind of looking car that was supposed to be rat rod, but now it is a custom build. It's got a blown motor, small block blown. It's got all the custom wheels, cool stuff and all. And, you know, so, yeah, I've been painting all my life, and we started talking about a guy, Ty Zito, which is in the mini trucks, and that's the cool part, and did his work and all that, and so we've been in that little mini truck custom world.
Yes, and we started talking, and you go, hey, you know a guy named Ty Zito, and I go, yeah, he brought his truck to Slamfest back in the day. We know that truck. It's a famous truck, and sure enough, Cal said, I did the graphics on that. I mean, dude, that's a small world.
And here it goes. Now we're in a conversation, and we're starting to bring up a whole bunch of things from all these old-timers that we used to know. Craig Frazier's, things like that. So, we all out here having fun, Scraping the Coast.
And one thing that really resonated when we talked earlier is you said for years it was like you didn't even have a job. You just, like, really enjoyed the thrill of getting up the next morning and getting out there and finishing a paint job or starting one. And when I look at, like, for instance, the pinstriping on this, I tell my friends, there's two things I wish I could have done. Road BMX, I can't do that, and I can't draw. So if I can't draw, I can't paint. But you've got a lot of awesome skills, and I know that's a passion that seems like it runs deep in your blood.
It's definitely a passion. You know what? You work 18-hour days. You get home, you go to sleep, you can't wait to get up and go back and do more. So, yes, we all out here having fun doing it, and needless to say, I get a bunch of good, cool calls to do it on, and everybody's having a good time watching me do it. I like to mentor people. I like to try and get younger people into it because of sometimes we say it's a dying trade. So, yes, we're doing our due, getting it done.
And I appreciate you saying that because a lot of guys, like you'll talk to painters and they go, first thing I tell someone is, go do something different. But in all seriousness, it really truly is a thing that you can improve your skills, I'm sure, over the years, like depending on the type of paint work that you do. And you can share a lot of your own passions with other people. So, you know, kind of like what I was getting at there is really the fact that even if someone thinks that they want to do it, they can do it. They just need to keep practicing, right? And they just need to keep that passion going.
That's correct. That's how it works, you know. So I'm glad to be one of the people able to teach other people. So that's my fun part of it. Like I said, if you're doing it and it's work, then it's not fun. I'm doing what's fun, so it's not work.
Yeah, and I appreciate you saying that, Cal. And can you just tell us before we kind of conclude here in a minute, tell us just a little bit more about yourself, like where you're from. Have you been in the area all your life?
I have been in the New Orleans area all my life. Now I am 62 years old. I've been married 42 years, and I've been doing painting since I was 15. So majored in commercial art, went into sign business, and then now I'm into the custom painting side of it. I also promoted and did shows like such as World of Wheels, Wild Wheel shows in the Superdome in the New Orleans area.
Well, hey, I appreciate you sharing that. And after we started talking, I could kind of hear a little bit of your accent there. And, you know, I know that New Orleans, and I've mentioned this on past episodes, you know, New Orleans, however, you know, the proper pronunciation, you guys have been through a lot there, you know, with the different storms and whatnot. And I think it's great that you've continued all these years to follow your passion. I also want to congratulate you on, I think it was what, 40 years of marriage was?
42 years.
So, hey, any secrets there? What's the one secret?
Oh, no secrets. No secrets at all. You know, I could make a bunch of little jokes about it, but hey, I got a good wife. She's passionate about what I do, and she's a supporter, so that's a big thing. You got to have somebody that backs you on what you do. If they don't, then it makes it heck. Hey, I got a good wife, like I said. Been with her a long time.
Heck yeah, man. Well, you know, I've enjoyed kind of sitting down here a couple minutes and talking with some of your buddies. This is Cal Smith, and on your card it says Wild Wheels. You mentioned that. And, you know, you're just a good old guy, and you're enjoying your passion. And, you know, we appreciate you coming out. Greg Miller and the Custom Car Show Productions, they put on a great event. You guys know we cover this as much as we can, Scraping the Coast. So check that hashtag STC2018. Hey, Cal, it's been a pleasure. We'd love to keep in contact with you. And if you're ever working on something cool in the future and you want to share, you know, let us know. And we'll have, you know, maybe next year we'll sync up here again.
That'll work for me. Just like I always say, thank you, young man. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. Be good, bro.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging
on. So we're continuing our coverage of Scraping the Coast 2018. We're having a great time, and I tell you what, I love getting into town. I think next year I'm going to come into town early, hanging out with the homie Brett Hudgens, 50 Shades of Laid on Instagram. You guys know that. He's been on multiple times. One of the vehicles inside here, we're enjoying this awesome air conditioning, that really stuck out is a vehicle that I've seen online a lot, especially on Instagram. You guys know my homie, Tony Boss Bolin, who I nicknamed. He is a van connoisseur / addict, and we talk a lot about vans. So I was sending him some photos of a really cool van here titled Junk Mail. And we've got Bobby Lane, and Bobby is someone that I've got a chance to the pleasure of talking with for a few minutes. So, Bobby, tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about this awesome van you got.
Well, I'm Bobby Lane. I'm from Jackson, Mississippi. Drive for FedEx Freight full-time and build hot rods on the weekends.
Heck yeah, man. So this I shared a video. So, you know, by the time you guys hear this audio, you can always go back on our Instagram feed and check out the photos and videos. Tell us a little bit about the van. So the year, I know it's a Dodge, but it's not all Dodge parts at this point, right? Because you're basically mix and match, and that's what makes it a hot rod.
Right. This is a 1956 Dodge U.S. Postal Service route van, supposedly only 200 to 250 of them made. Dodge supplied the chassis, and Fagel Bodies provided the bodies for them. It's currently sitting on a S10 chassis, small block Chevrolet, automatic, tilt steering, several late model upgrades, tires, wheels, disc brakes, all that stuff. But it still retains the original patina from sitting in a junkyard in Bay Springs, Mississippi for 42 years.
Heck yeah. And one of the things I love about, you know, I'll call it like a patina hot rod, is there's a lot of extra little things that people will add in. And like when I went around and took a video of the van, you see all these like nice little, I'll call them trinkets, right? Like little kind of just nice touches. You know, I'm a guy, I'm on eBay every night looking for stuff. And I saw some really cool things. I also, with talking with you, found out that this was featured on My Classic Car. So, you know, you got the crazy man on there with the big mustache. My wife loves those mustaches. But Dennis Gage did a little bit of a feature on this, and that aired already. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. It aired. It was the first episode of the new season for 2018.
Awesome. Now, this isn't the only van that you have, and you've probably helped some of your friends and whatnot. You've become kind of, you know, like a maybe a go-to guy in your circle, and I know you're in some of the Facebook groups. What is it about these vans that draws you in? Is it the rarity piece of it, or is it just something else? Like, I love Lincolns. What is it that draws you into this vehicle?
They're different. You don't see a lot of them. I've got one other hot rod. I've got a 47 Chevrolet COE truck also, which there in itself you don't see a lot of. And this van, just this little thing, is just so ugly. I had to, you know, you had to adopt it and bring it home and fix it.
Well, and this is the type of vehicle that, you know, we talked about Cars and Coffee before we started recording. We've talked about all the local shows. If you had a nickel for every thumbs up and every smile that you had on some that you put on someone's face, man, you'd have a lot. I mean, millions in the bank, right? This is one of those vehicles that just kind of brings some joy to other people. I know it has to.
This is the most fun build we've ever done. We've got the junk mail van is mine. Mike Crawford, my best friend, he owns the Bendover's Hardware van. We built the Tiki Taxi van, which is a Metro window van for a friend in Birmingham. And the three of them together, you know, all the painted stuff in the world does not get the attention that these three old vans get.
It really is crazy. And the other thing that I think is pretty cool, not all of the you know, I'll say, you know, there's a lot of different age groups out here. Not everybody always buys into the air suspension. I love it. We talk a lot about air suspension on this podcast. This thing is dang low, man. And, you know, you've really got what we call the right stance. You got a nice set of wheels on it. Just tell us a little bit about the air setup on it.
It's got Beyer 4000 series compressors in it. It's got RideTech air bar onto the rear, and it's just got RideTech airbags on the front on the S10 suspension.
Boom. And that's one of the great things. There's a lot of famous builds that are getting ready to come out. You know, well, there's one in particular. It's a Ford. It's a brand new Ford F-350. And a lot of these guys still use the S10 suspension because the Chevrolet suspension, but in particular on this thing with the S10 chassis, because, you know, you can go right to RideTech. You can, of course, get the Beyer compressors, and it just all kind of comes together. So, hey, man, it looks really good. I'm glad I got to see it in person, man. It's a pleasure kind of shaking hands with you and getting to know you a little bit more. And, man, dude, just keep it up because it is a really cool van, dude.
Well, thumbs I appreciate up. It, and we appreciate your time and the effort that y'all put in.
Yeah, no problem. And, you know, last thing I'll say is good luck at the show. I know there's a lot of cool awards, and there's, like, specialty stuff sometimes. And I'll tell you what, this van's got my attention, and I know the Airhead Nation, they're going to look forward to hearing this one. So, hey, thanks again, man. And you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you. Here in this diary,
Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, and we're continuing this Scraping the Coast episode. It's a lot of fun. We've, Mike and I, Miggity Mike the Mayor, we've talked about a lot, but now we're on to our next guest. We got the homie from Relaxed Atmosphere, Justin Rainwater, in the house. That's it, Rainwater. This dude's on point. He's up in Oregon. J-Dog, what's going down, man?
Oh, just chilling, man. Just sitting around the house, just kind of going over odds and ends of everything that we need to get done for this upcoming year, and anticipating my chat with you, because everything that you do for what we do is just downright awesome.
We love it. We are so stoked to do podcasting, and we've got a lot of people around the scene like yourself that are keeping it alive. And for those out there that are going, man, who is, if you don't know the name Justin Rainwater, I recently met him through our fine friends, Ruben, and of course, Ron Perkins at Hammered Weekend Wear. And Justin, tell us a little bit about a show that you help oversee. I know it's like a chapter type event, but it's a badass show. So why don't you give us the name of it and a little bit of information?
Okay, so we got it's coming up here in about a month. It's called Relax in the Northwest, The Awakening. It's a three-day truck run style-based show that we actually brought back last year. There's been three-day shows in the Pacific Northwest, and they've all been great. And it was just kind of our time to kind of take the torch and run with it. And I think between me and all the Pacific Northwest RA guys, we're definitely taking off running with this torch and making a premier three-day truck run style show at the Oregon State Fairgrounds.
Hells yeah. So check this out, Airhead Nation. You want to search Relaxin' in the NW for Northwest. And when you do, even though it was last year, you're going to see the badass artwork, even from last year. I mean, the artwork is so epic. I'm still talking about it. It's got a badass F-350 on it, dually, and it had a Cadillac. Super, super, super bitchin'. Totally love it, man. And we're going to talk about the artwork from this year, but you mentioned Oregon State Fair and Expo Center. Why don't you give us the dates and one of the key homies, title, who's a title sponsor, man?
The dates are July 27th to 29th. We were very lucky to get back to Oregon State Fairgrounds. It used to be the home of another premier three-day show about 11 years ago. And when it came back up, we took it. And, it's an awesome place. I mean, there's plenty of room for camping. There's plenty of room for cruising. We're all locked in for the night. So, it's hands down for where we're at. It's a gorgeous spot. I mean, set up the stage good. People cruise around. They get a little, like, streets going, you get all the clubs together. I mean, it's just an all-around good time. And to see everybody actually enjoying it again is what's making it really awesome for us to just keep doing it.
I love shows like this. I wish there were more of them. A lot of people say, man, there's not enough shows. You know, sometimes you got to go to shows out of state. I love going to an out-of-state show. If this is a show that you can make this year, great. It's another show, like I tell the Airhead Nation all the time, we can't make it to all the shows, but start planning for 2019. You know, it's towards the end of July, and kind of mark it down. And this might be a show that you get to go up to a state that you've never been to, the Northwest, and you get to chop it up with good people like J-Dog here, Justin Rainwater.
Well, it's a gorgeous drive, too, up here. I mean, like last year we had a couple cruises come in. You come up through, like, the Siskiyous, and you come through all the mountains, and I mean, it's a gorgeous drive in. It's a gorgeous fly in, however you want to come. And we're not going anywhere. We're definitely, we grabbed the reins of this car show and the 3-day event after our 8 years of a 1-day.
Hells
and,
yeah.
And we're just going with it. We're gonna run till the wheels fall off, dog.
Hells yeah. That's our shit. Can we keep the pedal stomped? Hell, man, many truckers go out on a limb, take a damn train up there, man. That's what I'm thinking about doing.
Well, like I said, last year we had a guy from a Freaks of Nature member from Arkansas trailer his rig all the way out. It was pretty awesome.
Hell yeah, man. If I could get a freaking freight train to take my truck up there, I'd go up there, man. That'd be badass, dude.
That'd be fucking sweet.
When we talk about good sponsors, we've got one from this podcast, but he's also a homie that had helped with the show for many years. And tell us a little bit about the homie over at Hammered Weekend Wear and how he's tying into the show this year.
Oh, good old Ron Perkins. He's the one that originally restarted the RA chapter back in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
Back in 08, there was discussions about let's do a one-day car show. So, it started out slow like always, but, we put a lot into it. I mean, we spent 8 years, doing everything we could to build a really nice family-orientated premier one-day car show out at a park called Rooster Rock State Park. And that's when it was called Relaxing at the Rock.
Okay.
So Ron kind of pioneered it, started it, got the idea going, and then we just kind of kept building. We didn't start out with a big badass artwork. We didn't start out with, a truckload of trophies. We didn't start out with 500 cars coming. I mean, I think our first year we were like 72 cars. And it just kept growing from there. And there's a huge, huge support in the Pacific Northwest in the truck scene. I mean, there's people drive from Canada, from Idaho, from Washington to all support each other out here. And it's really a one big, huge family with all the clubs that are all around here that are all affiliated with nationwide clubs.
Yeah, so man.
It's pretty awesome.
It is a hotbed, even though I know it rains a little bit up there and shit, but it is a great place. I can't wait to visit Oregon. I don't know, sometimes I say it wrong, but, when I think of Oregon, I think of the damn Oregon Trail. It's like, that's what I'm going to have to on to get up there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, we were every other year we had rain in our June show. So we got dubbed Relaxing in the Rain. And 1 year we actually put the rain on our artwork.
There you go.
You're like, we're just going to put rain on the artwork, and we're just going to go with it.
You're just embracing it, man. Now, I know at the end we are going to touch on social media, but while we're at it, everyone, you're probably listening on your phone, go to Instagram. You guys are Instagram junkies like we are. And why don't you give them the handle for Instagram if they want to follow? Because I guarantee you're going to be sharing a lot more photos here the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Oh yeah, this next month is our big push, our big social media push. So, on Instagram, it's just Relaxing in the NW for Relaxing in the Northwest. Just go on there, give us a follow. We've got people that make sure that they're keeping content on there. We're not putting it on there every hour, but we're putting content on there enough to where it stays fresh.
Sure.
And we're not making people go like, geez, they're posting more stuff. we got our Facebook page, our Relaxing in the Northwest page that, has got, we got a couple thousand likes and follows on it. We get really good feedback off that page. And then this year we stepped into the online pre-reg, and you can just go to, I think it's relaxingthenorthwest.com or relaxingthenw.com, and everything can be done right there before you even show up at the gate. I mean, you can pay your RV spot, your trailer spot, you can buy your extra wristbands. Everything's been, set up to where it makes all of our people's registration life pretty easy, and it makes all the showgoers' life pretty easy because they don't have to wait in line as long to get in and get your camp set up.
Hells yeah, and I'm on it right now. It's relaxednw.com. And what's cool is when you go there, you've got motorhome, car trailer, show vehicle, includes 2 wristbands. You've got, the broken down, I won't go through them all, but like the truck and RV trailer, hell, you've got like a Thursday fee, extra passenger. Yeah. I mean, you literally embrace technology. And to me, I love to see it, man.
Well, we got a good friend of ours that's, basically family to the club named Daniel Butler, that's a computer genius, and he helps us out every year with that stuff. Like, he's done a great job with it, and he just keeps streamlining our registration to where it makes life easy. I mean, easier the life can be made on everybody, the funner the show goes, because they get in, they get registered, they get in, get their camp set up, and they start partying.
Hell yeah. Soon you guys are going to have QR codes and shit. Fucking drones taking photos.
I had the drone out last year flying around and got some footage, and this year I'm going to get a lot more.
Hell yeah. Well, speaking of Ron Perkins and him, kind of helping pioneer, so I love the the throwback, a little bit of history there. From what I understand, Jay, you're going to be hitting a badass milestone this year. So tell the Hairhead Nation a little bit about that, and as it relates to relaxing in the Northwest.
Yeah, I was actually talking with Ron today about kind of getting everything ready for my and your chat here. And we both realized that this is our 10-year anniversary of putting a show on the Pacific Northwest. You know, we did 8 years as a one day, and this will be our second year as a 2 day, but all under the same blanket. So, you know, to us, it's a pretty big deal. You know, it's our kind of our 10-year milestone of being able to put a show on for everybody and continue to do it for years to come.
And I think what's
it's pretty awesome.
I totally agree. I think what's important is, you know, you got to have those incremental updates every year. And you mentioned it, Jay, that, you know, you didn't start off with 1,000 registrations. You didn't start off with online and those things and the badass artwork.
No.
But you chipped away. And every year you said, you know, let's get a little better. Let's utilize the resources that we have in the chapter.
That's exactly what we did.
And boom, look at it, man.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I remember way back in the day when we first did t-shirts. I mean, they were just a single color t-shirt. And we thought that was awesome. You know, and then Ron and I just kept going through the phases, and now we're, you know, 9 color artwork, you know, that have just bitchin' artwork done on them that we stand back and look at it and we're like, hell, half our guys in the club are buying banners. I mean, we all order banners and stuff, so we all can hang them in our garage.
Yeah. I love the artwork. I think, you know, when you mention Ron Perkins and Hammered Weekend Wear, what's really important for everyone is, you know, we talk about it with Sparkles Detail, we talk about it with Hammered, All Time Low Magazine, Scraping the Coast. What's important is you have to support those that are supporting the scene. And when you have companies like Vieir and whatnot, and they step up and they pay this money to be a sponsor, or, you know, hey, we'll foot the bill for the stage or this or that. You want to go out and buy the material. So for Raw or the product, go to hammeredweekendwear.com and, you know, order some stuff, and that helps, you know, the whole kind of you know, situation out. So that's good shit, man.
Oh yeah, and Ron hit a pretty good milestone today, but I'll let him tell you about that one.
Yeah, I think I know that one, but I ain't gonna share that one yet. It's pretty dope.
Me either.
Yeah, so you kind of gave us a hint earlier that when this show started out, it was a one-day event. You've kind of grown that as you've given us the dates. What was some of the inspiration behind trying to grow the show? Because not everybody wants to. There's successful shows that are one-day show. Any insight there?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely shows that are inside shows. But, you know, being Pacific Northwest based, there used to be a show here a long time ago called Drop Zone, ran by an amazing club. And they did a great job at it, but just, it was, you know, just time to kind of be done. Some stuff happened and stuff with the fairgrounds. And, you know, 10 years went by and we all sat down and talked about it, our last one day show. And we seriously had a vote at our show. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, we have the ability to do this next year. We've grown chapter wise to where we can handle doing the 3 day show. Do we want to make the commitment to do it? And everybody that's in the Oregon and Washington chapter all raised their hand for yes. They were all supportive of it, and they've all done awesome at making sure that we put on a great show. Like, the whole Oregon and Washington chapter is a pretty solid chapter. They definitely have taken the time to make sure that our 3 day show is how it needs to be, and we just haven't looked back. I mean, we loved our 1 day show. Show up on Saturday morning, we put a show on, we had an after party Saturday night. Sunday morning, everybody wakes up with a hangover and goes home. You know, now we show up on Thursday at noon, and we don't go home till Sunday at noon. But, I mean, just the feedback we get from the people that are there, just the videos that we see from different, you know, companies that make videos for us, seeing that, seeing the pictures posted. I mean, our main Facebook photo right now is a picture that was taken by a showgoer, and we just, you know, we borrowed it from him, or we took it from him, and we've used it ever since because that picture is just awesome.
It epitomizes what the show is and really what scene is.
Well, we do a lot of cool stuff that, you know, a lot of people don't do anymore. Like, we still have, like, this year we have one of our members is heading up, like, full-on trike races. Like street outlaw style trike races. You bring a custom trike, you race it like that. I mean, we do a talent show at the Saturday night. So each club gets to put together a talent show and get on the main stage and compete to see who wins the talent show. I mean, it's
Damn,
just,
that's different. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we kind of we kind of want to keep it to where, you know, it's kind of like the older style. A truck run, not a truck show, not a car show, but we want that run atmosphere where people are driving to come hang out for the weekend and they care more about the atmosphere, what's going on, the fun, the games, than they do taking home a trophy.
Than taking home a trophy. I love it. And, you know, that makes me want to even get better because, you know, it's kind of inspirational. There's a, you know, we know a lot of people in the scene. You know, there's some people with their jobs, they can't travel for work or, you know, money situations and things like that. But if you think about, you know, the old JFK, you know, saying was, you know, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. And it sounds crazy, but, you know, ask not what the scene can do for you, you know, ask what you can do for the scene. And I mean that because maybe you've got a chapter where, you know, you guys don't have the opportunities to go to out-of-state shows or, you know, this and that. Hey, what the hell were you guys doing? Somebody in the chapter can step up and say, man, let's put together a little, you know, a little hangout. You know, let's grow it into a little show. You know, something. Get people out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, cruise in and whatnot. And I wish I could do more, man. But hearing that story, Justin, it's, you know, how you guys are growing the show and the atmosphere. It just makes me want to get out and do more, dude. And I appreciate you kind of sharing that with us, brother.
Dude, it's awesome. It's pretty overwhelming on usually on Saturday afternoon. Saturday afternoon is about when the overwhelming hits and we turn around and look and we see what actually came into what we've been working on all year. It's pretty overwhelming and it's pretty awesome all at the same time.
Hell yeah, we got to put some – we built this city on relaxing in the Northwest.
Hell yeah.
NW. So good stuff. Now, in all seriousness, the T-shirt, the artwork that you can see, just go to relaxednw.com. Like I mentioned, the artwork is amazing. For this year, it's pretty damn badass, and it has two famous trucks. One is in your chapter, so I'll let you tell in a minute, Karen. And then you got a famous S10. Love that Toyota Topper Rocket Topper gang. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind those on the shirt and the artwork.
We've kind of varied away from our norm. We spent 8 years where our artwork was best of show and club choice in the previous year. We thought that was something that was cool for showgoers
to shoot for.
Okay.
And it worked really well for us. Like we always had, you know, our artwork's always been really nice. It's always been done by Fuel Market. And this year, Eric and those guys wanted to go to more of the mini truck style, kind of back in the day artwork. Like, let's use, you know, let's not do a big lifted truck or a car or something. Let's go with the truck run based artwork. And that's kind of where the main thing from the mini trucks came from, is we're like, that's, you know, what we're born and bred as. You know, we all started out with mini trucks. I mean, I've been doing this stuff, I mean, since I was 16 years old. I'm 42 years old now. I mean, it was all just mini truck based this year for as far as the artwork. And then, you know, Eric and Ryan and them sought after Karen's truck, which is the blue Toyota, and then the S10 on there. That's what they wanted to use. And they meshed together so well this year that it just turned out awesome.
Couldn't agree more. I believe I know who did the artwork, but can you share with us who was the inspiration behind that badass artwork?
It was Eric at Fuel Market.
Fuel Market.
Eric does artwork for Fuel Market for Brandon. Kicked out that artwork, and he did it in a timely manner. And I mean, it's just like I said. They've done our artwork for a lot of years, and every year it just seems to getting. They just keep stepping their game up. Like they take something one step farther and one step farther. And this year, it's just nothing shy of badass as always.
Hells yeah. Now, when you go to Relaxed NW, I love to be able to see the artwork, you know, kind of in the digital form as well. You've got the, I'm probably going to say this, they look like pine trees, but you got the famous trees from up there, right?
We do. And then you see that, do you see like how there's like a ski lift?
I was going to bring that up with the nice little sunset.
Well, so the Oregon State Fairgrounds has a overhead trolley system that spans the whole length of the fairgrounds. That's a known history mark for that area.
And you tied it in.
We tied it in this year because unfortunately, we can never use it because of the insurance and liabilities, and the cost to run it is atrocious. Mm-hmm. It only runs for the Oregon State Fairgrounds. It's privately owned, and that's it. But it comes up every year about, hey, when are we going to get to use the trolley system? Well, I wish we could, but, you know, maybe one day, 5-10 years down the road, that'll be a marker we hit where we can use it. But right now, it's just always been kind of like a side joke to everybody there, like, hey, I'm going to hotwire your lift. No, you're not.
Yeah, exactly. But, well, if more people come in, right, and you continue that incremental updates and you get everybody to get behind the scene, you know, those type of things will allow a show promoter or a chapter like yours to kind of open up the checkbook a little bit and be able to do additional things.
Yeah, we just – basically what we strive to do is every year that we succeed even more on something awesome for everybody, we just flip it into something even better this next year. Like, we have a few things in the work for this year that we're trying to finalize on, so I don't want to touch on them yet until we finalize them.
Okay.
But it'll be other things that we'll have at the show that we've never had before. And it's because of the people that came last year and such a great turnout last year that allows us to do it this year.
Hells yeah. Well, as we kind of jump to the next topic, I did want to mention the homies over at All Time Low Magazine. Yeah. They're going to be there shooting show coverage. They're big supporters of the podcast. I did want to mention to everyone, go to atlmagazine.com, do the yearly subscription. You get 4 issues. Shipping is included at that price point. I can't wait to see the coverage. It'll probably be in the fall or winter issue, and I'm super stoked for you, man.
Oh, I can't. I mean, they've been a good supporter of a lot of the shows out here, and they've been doing really well on actual, you know, media coverage back in a hardbound or a paperbound book, where they're not, you know, they're not just, you know, internet-based only.
Hells yeah. So
and people still love to grab that magazine and look at it. So having them there this year it's pretty awesome.
Hells yeah. Now, before we kind of wrap it up here and hit on social media in a second, one more time, tell us just anything else you wanted to share since we got you, Justin. Anything else you wanted to share about yourself, homie?
No, I just love car shows, dog, and I love being able to put them on for people. I mean, I've got Brian Marshall. He's a member in our chapter to thank for my addiction. And I was 16 years old, and he started me out on a – I had a pink Ford Courier with a white canopy on it with a walkthrough. And that's what started me back when he had his little Isuzu and stuff. And he's always been there for me and always, you know, been kind of my mini truck guide when I was in the high school years. And then, you know, now since then, I build the big four-wheel drive trucks, and all of our guys have bag trucks. So, you know, I'm the big one running around looking over everybody, and, you know, everybody else has gorgeous bag trucks up here. I mean, anywhere from our chapter to all the chapter, every club up here has gorgeous trucks. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's our club, if it's, you know, Vertically Challenged, if it's Twisted Creations, Severed Ties, they all have just gorgeous trucks up here, and they all just love it the same as we do.
And
that's
yeah.
Basically that's what keeps me going on, is just seeing the smile on everybody else's face.
I tell you, the homies are going to hear this, but I talk a lot about scraping the coast, and I went there, and, you know, I was kind of, I had a long trip to get there and this and whatnot, but if anybody's seen me at a car show, I'm a mile a minute, and it's not because, you know, I will stop, I talk to people, but I go at my own pace, and I love being in that environment. I love being able to post videos and show people that can't be there, and slap hands with owners, talk to them about the rides, look for the crazy mods, and it's always a pleasure. I can't wait to meet you, man, and hopefully make it to the show next year.
Oh, that'd be awesome. We'd love to have you out next year.
Dude, we'll freaking kill it, man, and it'll be another state off my bucket list, go up to the Oregon Trail. It'll be good
Perfect.
Times.
It's not too far from us either.
I know, man. I'm going to go down it, dude.
I am taking you to show you the big wagon.
Yeah, man. I don't want to get, you know, when I used to play that game in the 80s, it was like, man, you try to forge the river and you get, like, malaria or some shit. I'm like, damn. But
you don't get no malaria, but I'll take you to see the big wagon.
That's what's up, man. Well, you mentioned Instagram. So just to be clear, yeah. I'll mention that one again, and then I'll let you give a shout out. If you're on Insta like you guys are, it's Relaxin' in the NW. So it's, you know, I-N-I-N in the middle, Relaxin' in the NW. And then why don't you give us, I know you mentioned Facebook, the website, anything else you wanted to share?
I mean, that's our main source right there. We, you know, that's where the world's kind of came to, is social media is the best way to reach out anymore. And, you know, you get positive following on it that we do have, and it just works great. And the cool thing is seeing everybody hashtag the car show on Instagram and stuff, and getting to see the things we don't get to see, the things that people are doing while we're busy putting the show on. And they post it to our social media, and it really just brings a whole new light to the show. Like, wow, that was awesome. I didn't even see that.
Hell yeah, man. I know, Facebook group, I tell you, that's where it's popping off. I'm getting ready to post in yours in a second here. And, you know, say, hey, it's been great chopping it up with you, getting a chance to know you. We're going to bake this into one of the next couple episodes. We're getting ready to put the pedal to the metal. Although we've had it stomped all year, we're getting ready to hit the second half of the year, July 1st, as you know.
Boom. Oh, yeah.
So we're getting ready to really kind of bring a lot more content, and meeting people like you and getting you on board to, you know, help, you know, spread the word up there. I know there's a lot of supporters and whatnot. We appreciate what you do. Keep the scene going. And I just want to say, man, I appreciate your time, brother.
Oh, no, I appreciate getting the opportunity to even have the chance to be on the podcast. It's awesome. It's an awesome accomplishment on my part to be able to sit and chat it up with you and talk about what you and I both are after. And that's just making sure that the scene stays where it's going.
We're gonna keep that passion going, dude. That's what's up right there. And if you want to support the homie, it's Relaxing in the NW for Northwest. The Awakening 2018. I keep wanting to say Relaxing in the NWA, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, I might be a shirt one of these days.
Hells yeah, man. That's what's up. Well, I just want to say we appreciate you, and we out here, Justin.
All right, cool. Thanks very much.
Peace.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames